11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show that is designed to help you work smarter through a variety of different approaches. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, a veteran of the marketing arena of more than five decades. And the whole purpose of this show is to force you to think, to stimulate your thinking, to motivate you to think a little more creatively, a little more outside the box, provide you tools to do that with. Some of those are guests that we have on the show. Some of those are things that you can go up on the internet. If you go to LinkedIn.com, we have four discussion groups just there for you. One is called Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same as the radio show. Another is basically is Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers. Now, the idea is that we want to get you to be a little bit of a risk taker, to think outside the box. In addition to the four LinkedIn groups, we have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. You can also reach out to me at my email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com. And we'd like to hear from you as to what you like about the show, what you would like to see us add to the show. Perhaps you would like to be a guest on the show, because you have some experience, some expertise that you would like to share with our audience. Because this really is, from our perspective, the audience's show. We're trying to make this as effective as possible for people, and the key is getting them to think. And we do that through a number of ways, in addition to what I've just mentioned. If you go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and you click on our advisory services, we created a unique program for people who want help but don't want to get into retainer relationships. And it's called the Advisory Time Block Program, where you can basically purchase a block of time good for 12 months. So imagine for the moment you buy 2 hours and you use 10 minutes here and 5 minutes there by phone and email. But you've got a sounding board that you can bounce ideas off of or go to with a problem and say, okay, what can we help with? Basically, I am a marketing strategist. I am a creative tactician, and I'm an executive coach. I also lecture and produce workshops on smart marketing for small business. And again, you can find out more about that going to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, emailing me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. But that's enough about that tonight. Let's move forward. What we want to do tonight is, again, we want you to think. What we want to do is try to stimulate your thinking so that you are more creative. A gentleman named Scott Adams said, creativity is allowing yourself to make mistakes. Art is knowing which ones to keep. And creativity is just connecting things. I'm going to go with another quotation from one of the great innovators, as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest ever, Steve Jobs. He said, creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it. They just saw something. It seemed obvious to them after a while. That's because they were able to connect the experiences they've had and synthesize new things. It's like one of the things I talk about often is what I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And that is, take a look at your competition. See what they're doing that is similar. What is the similarities and the sameness factors to what everyone in that field is doing. And what you will always, always find is overlooked, unfulfilled opportunities. They are always there. But you have to train yourself to observe, absorb, and dissect. All right, while we're talking about creativity, let's talk about a few more points on it, is that there is so much about creativity. You know, confusion sets in to a lot of people when it comes to thinking about creativity, and there's no reason for that. There is basically a key to opening your mind. It's what I call the four principles of smart marketing. Open your mind. Don't fight fresh ideas. Open your mind. Be open-minded. Because one of the things, and I know this sounds somewhat cynical, but when you're open-minded, quite often you're going to find your competition is not, and that gives you a competitive edge. Second thing that you want to look at is think big, because big ideas have much more potential, but they can be trimmed down. Small ones don't really lend themselves to growth. Also, the fact is it pays to think wild and outside the box. Now, this is something people are hesitant to do, but if you think wild and outside the box, you're more apt to get a big idea. Now, if you're too conservative, you're not going to let your mind stretch. You're not going to let your mind basically be absorbent of opportunities. And lastly, on this whole area of what I call smart marketing and being creative, is don't talk about it, do it. You know, if you have an idea, pursue it. Now, it may not work, but if you've done your best, you will learn from it. There are many, many things that you can do. But let's talk about, you know, one of the things I do is I go out and I read as much as I can, not on all aspects of marketing. I write a lot on marketing. I have articles that I've been writing for the last 40-some years. But at the same time, I learn by reading as much as I can get my hands on. And I ran across an article that talked about four points of creativity. So let's talk about that. And one is, here's what I would call 10 points in the first phase. Describe your desired outcome in one sentence. What do you want to achieve? Write 20 questions about your challenge that forces you to think. You know, how have people tried to solve this challenge before? What worked and what didn't? Gets back to the point that I made to you earlier, is the fact that people tend to do things in a similar basis and don't tend to are not willing to step outside the box and think a little more innovatively. Think about what people will create resistance and who would lose if this problem was solved. Some people fight solutions to problems because they're concerned, they're insecure, and you want to be able to solve problems, but at the same time reassure people that they are part of the success that you're looking to get. Oh, and, you know, competition. You know, you look at who else is trying to solve the same challenge at the time you're trying to change it. You know, you can break the creativity challenge into smaller mini challenges to make it easier to manage. Obviously, you have to set a budget and set specific deliverables, because they give you a framework. You need a framework, and you need to define key metrics so that you can define, are you being successful? And one of the things is to look at, you know, people tend to, what's the word I'm looking for? People don't ask the right questions. And the key to it is that you need to basically ask questions to get people to open minds. And, you know, people learn by when you ask questions. Sometimes it's also good from a creative point of view is to take a child's imagination approach and just let things flow. You know, creativity is actually a learned skill. Research long ago, you know, convinced me that creative was nothing to do with intelligence. You know, how ripped your jeans are or how many piercings you have, it's simply a function of the number and variety of patterns you bring to the problem. So creativity, every one of you out there are creative. Whether you're sitting with long hair and earrings or crew cut, wearing suits, everybody has the capability of being creative. There is no set formula that says only certain people can be creative. You need to look at what can be done. And let's talk a little bit about how creativity can be used. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about often is things that are just so obvious that people don't pay attention to it. Those of you who have listened to this show before know that I talk about the uncommon factor, common sense. Yes, I know I'm sounding cynical, but common sense is often missing. And the key to it is you need to use it wherever possible. And one of those is in what I call the power of the right words. We express ourselves in many ways through our actions, through conversations, but the way in which we express ourselves through written words often has the most significance, especially when we're trying to communicate in ways to grow our business. What I'm often surprised about is how little thought we put into basic communications that are used to introduce oneself to prospects or people who can help us network. What do I mean? You probably have a slew of business cards you have collected. I'm sure you do. Take a look at them and see if by looking at the name of the business, just the name of the business, you know what they do. Also check to see if they have any copy on them that would encourage you to do business with them. You know, I recently attended a business expo put on by a local chamber of commerce. There were 100 or more booths, and I noticed two interesting and disturbing factors. Several of the companies had names and banners which were initials, just the company name or an aberration of the English language, which seems to be hot among tech companies. But it did not give me a clue as to what business they were in. Similarly, 7 out of 10 business cards, and you check this with your business card file, 7 out of 10 business cards reflect the same lack of thinking and, as I say, common sense. Then there are those who list the products or services, features that they sell without any attention to the benefits they offer. One of the things I talk about all the time in my almost 5 decades of experience working within the marketing arena, I have learned people are seeking out the WIIFM factor. And WIIFM does not have anything to do with FM radio station. It stands for what's in it for me. Think about that. What's important to you? It's whatever is important to you. What does it mean to you? What's in it for you, the WIIFM factor, what's in it for me, is key. And you need to make sure that whatever you're doing to communicate to your target audience, you're getting that word through. You know, we're working in an increasingly tough and competitive environment that makes it imperative that you make it easy for prospects to identify you. Having a strong name, to tie into what you offer is vital. It's important to define what you offer, making it easier for those you seek as customers to understand what you do and stand for. And one of the tricks to that, no matter what your name of your company, is to have the right tagline. It is kind of the key to explaining. For example, we're called the Smart Marketing Group, and of course that name spells out exactly what we do. But we provide guidance to make people work smarter. That is a tagline. You know, simply stated, words are meant to entice, stimulate, motivate, and activate your target audience in order to reach customers and take actions you desire. This requires a well-thought-out written and verbal strategy. And I'm serious about that. You got to take the time, think this through, sit down with your employees, sit down with your vendors, sit down with your customers, ask them, why do they do business with you? What is it? Is there a key in there? You know, what do you stand for? Because the right tagline can be extremely potent. Now, as I said, words are meant, as I said, to entice, stimulate, motivate, and activate your target audience in order to reach the customers and take the actions you desire. And this requires a well-thought-out written and verbal strategy. In what is an increasingly hectic, reactive-oriented atmosphere, your communication needs to be succinct, short, and to the point without losing their attention. The right choice of words can have a major impact, whether it's your business name, your business tagline, a domain name, names of an event, which you also could use a tagline, a product name, slogans, advertising headline copy, direct response teaser copy, the subject bar of emails, billboard copy. There's just so much more that the power of words can communicate for you. And here's five tips for finding and communicating the right words. Because as I said, we practice what we preach. I said, does your name reflect your area of expertise? Our name is Smart Marketing Group. Can you describe in five words or less what you do? We help clients outthink their competition. Can you list problems your product or service solve or alleviate? Ours is competing against larger or better finance firms. What benefits does your product or service offer the buyer? Well, we'd like to think we change clients from a reactive stance to a proactive one. And what are three strengths you feel you have? We think we're open to change, we think big, and we think outside the box. Mark Twain once said, a powerful agent is the right word. Whenever we come upon one of these intensely right words in a book or a newspaper, the resulting effect is physical as well as spiritual and electrically prompt. Think about this. Yellow Pages, let your fingers do the walking. GE, we bring good things to life. Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. UPS, see what Browns can do for you. I ran across one, Orthopedic Specialty Group. Exceptional people, exceptional care. And one that we actually own a domain for that we built around is called the Privileged Circle Company. Collectibles for the few, desired by the many. So these are things that we want you to think about. Because I'm back to that word, think, think, think. My mission is to reestablish what I call the loss factor in business, common sense. It's a foundation on which smart thinking is built. And as I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and in my writings, my lectures, my speeches. So keep in mind, you can go up to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. You can go to our four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing Moves for Small, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. In fact, I hope to have a guest on in a couple of weeks, beginning of the year, who is a agent for some of the top celebrities in the country. Because you can have celebrities without spending a lot of money. And again, we will get into that in more detail. All right, let me talk about something else that is so obvious, you wonder why people don't practice it more. How many of you, I'm going to say, are over 40? I hear some people gasping for breath. Those who are 40, 50, 60 grew up in an environment where courtesy was embedded in the way they lived and in the communities that they lived in. More and more today, I hear people complaining about the lack of courtesy in business. And the fact is, that problem is an opportunity for you. In fact, let me use another favorite quote of mine that I've used quite often. Winston Churchill once said, "A optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity." If people don't return phone calls, if they don't respond to letters, if when you go into a store, they ignore you, or they don't smile, or they are rude, it is, you know, courtesy just can be a great opportunity, can be an extremely positive aspect of a firm's marketing strategy. And those companies who understand this and pay attention to ensuring it at all levels of their operation, customers, employees, vendors, will reap significantly stronger results, not only at the bottom line, but in their work and personal environments. A famous retailer in Philadelphia, John Wanamaker, once said, "Courtesy is the one coin you can't have too much of or be stingy with." The key to it is so simple. You know, let's look at a couple of things that you could be doing. And I think if you get out your laptop or your computer, a pen, even the old pen and pencil, as I talked about the what's in it for me principle is one thing. When you use courtesy, you increase customer loyalty. And one of the things is acknowledge people when they enter your location, be it a retail one or an office. Don't assume that people choose to be invisible when they enter your business, your location. Greet them and ask if you can be of help. Even if you can't, it's appreciated. Now, smile. It is such a rarity today. A smile goes a long, long way. Another thing you could be doing in particular is doing surveys, basically of your customers. Surveys of how better can we serve you? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What could we be doing better? I mean, there are just simple, simple ways. You need to empower your employees to feel free to aid a customer. If you need be, provide training. As I said, you respond to people and you call them back. Or I'll give you an example. As we're talking today, this is my birthday, and I've gotten a tremendous amount of emails from people wishing me a happy birthday. And what I've done is made sure that I have said thank you to every one of them. And as I was discussing with someone the other day, when you thank people, it has a very positive reaction. One gentleman was telling me, he's in the real estate business, that he's very active on LinkedIn and he has a lot of interaction, but he thanks people for that interaction. And it is amazing, he said, the business leads he gets from that activity because he's going the extra mile. And one of the reasons one goes the extra mile is it's not crowded because so few people are willing to go the extra mile and do things. One of the things also, by the way, and this relates not only to the power of courtesy, but good common sense. Talk to your vendors. They are, in a sense, a built-in intelligence network to give you input as to what the competition is doing. And they are full of good ideas because they have one goal in life, to make you successful. They want to make you successful because they will be more successful. You'll be selling more of their products, purchasing more of their services, making them more successful. It's back to the WIFM. What's in it for me? Well, in this case, it's what's in it for them. So it is things that you need to look at, as I said, that are just pure common sense. All right. One of the things that I want to talk about is I like the use of quotations to make a point. And I have a book that I have hopefully going to get published shortly called Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers. What I've done is I've taken quotes and interpret them and leave space for you, if you become a customer one day, to interpret it. But here's one of the things. Well, I'm going to give you two quotes that I want you to think about because the whole purpose, again, is we're talking about thinking, thinking, thinking. A gentleman named Oliver Goldsmith said, "You can preach a better sermon with your life than with your lips." That exactly ties into what we're talking about because how you are viewed is influenced how you act towards others, which impacts how they interact with you. And that comes into this whole idea of courtesy that we were talking about. You can preach a better sermon with your life than with your lips. All right, so think about that. All right, and our here's another quote by that famous philosopher Anonymous. Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. As a catalyst, a spark that creates extraordinary results. Simply stated, attitude defines the altitude that you can rise to and operate within. All right, as I said, I am Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing. I am available as a speaker, a lecturer, a marketing strategist, an executive coach, and a creative tactician. Reach me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Visit our blog, Smart Marketing Moves. Visit our LinkedIn groups. Participate, because this is your show designed to help you. We have those four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. And that's what I'd like you to be, as a fearless marketer. Be willing to think outside the box. Take a little risk. Think things through. Observe what's going on around you. And use common sense. Be proactive, not reactive. You will have a much more successful business, a much more successful life, and possibly drive your competition nuts because they're not doing that. I would also ask you to spread the word about this show, Marketing Small Business. We are on 11 o'clock every night. Not every night, every Wednesday night. That's Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.